desire, friends. My one heart desire is to serve Jesus, is to meet Jesus face to face. You're probably wondering, why am I standing right in front here? Can I just say that I want to be close to you? Can you hear me at the back? Can you hear me in the middle? If you can't hear me in the middle, you have to come closer. Yeah? Because if you have a hearing problem, Jesus can heal you if you come closer. In fact, can I ask you something? Because I feel like I just want to be close to you. And if I ask you all to come a bit closer, is that okay? Just move a little few seats closer. Is that all right? Come on. Look at the beautiful young adults over here. Come on closer. Come on. You can even come sit right in front of me. Come on. Come on, John, one of our board members. Come on. Come sit. That's right. Thank you. Thank you for doing this. Come on, Tim. You're my friend. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know what? Thank you. First of all, thank you for being here, for coming to First Light Church, for you guys who've just traveled back this morning, was that right? And you guys are here, amazing. Hallelujah. Give them some clap, come on. They came all the way, was it from Singapore? Yeah. And just to be here, not because I'm preaching, but I really hope, my heart's desire is that when we come in today, to church today, that you encounter the most important person in your life. It's not to see your boyfriend or your girlfriend, or seeing your lost, long time we didn't see within a week friend, or few weeks. No, no. It's to encounter your maker. It's to encounter your creator. He is the one that we are all alive today. Amen? We won't be here if it's not for Jesus Christ. If He didn't die on the cross for us, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't even be in relationships today with each other. Do you know that? You wouldn't even be my sister and brother in Christ. You wouldn't. But we are one. The Word of God says that we are one. We are one. We're no different. God doesn't see me just because I have a title. You know what? A title means nothing. The title that I really want is to be a daughter of the Most High God. Who wants that? I see some men caring that they want to be a daughter of the Most High God. There you go, Kelvin. I just love that, brother. You know what? All He wants from us is just this. Come and enjoy Him. Know Him. Fall in love with Him. If you come in here every Sunday, if you're just going to hear another sermon, my friends, today is not it. Today, my heart's desire, my prayer, is that you encounter Jesus. Just even when you hear His name, but just the word, just His name, when you say, Jesus, hush, you're just like, you know what? That's the name I fall in love with. That's the name I'm so in love with. If anything, this year, 2024, welcome to 2024. We're on the 21st of January. 21 days have passed now. I don't know what your new year had been like. I don't know what your Christmas was like. I have no idea. I don't know whether you were having such great time, having amount of feast, eating like no other. Or were you down and were you downcast? Were you alone? I'm not sure where you were at. But I want to assure you that when you come to this place, when you come to First Light Church, there is this place that you can feel safe and you know the presence of God is here. Amen? The presence of God is here, amen. If you don't sense it, you can keep your mouth shut. But then if you sense it, say amen. He's here. He wants to mate with us. He wants to do business with us this afternoon. He wants to do business with us. You know, my prayer, is that when you hear, oh, this is not my glasses. Oh, that's my mom's glasses. Wow. The Holy Spirit is still here, okay? Hold on. Wowzers. I like my mom. She said, don't forget your glasses. And she gave me her glasses. I couldn't see with her glasses. In Revelation 1, you know, in verse 1, it's verse 10 says, on the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit. This was John. He wrote the book of Revelation. And he actually said, on the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum. I can't pronounce all the other ones. Philadelphia, Laodicea. And then verse 12, this is what John did. I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. So my friends, I hope and pray that when you hear the voice of God, when you hear the word of God, that you don't just hear, because sometimes, you know, I don't know about, sometimes friends, couples, husband and wife, you know, when you talk to each other, or even children, you know, when you're talking to each other, you know, you actually, when you hear the person's voice, do you know that you don't turn around and really look at them face to face, looking into their eyes and talking to them, like I'm looking at my grandnephew right now? We hardly do that. And the Lord told me, he said, Rena, when you hear my voice, would you turn to me and look at me? You know, my husband, my beautiful husband up there playing the keys, he's a drummer and he's a wonderful keyboardist. Come on, cheer him. You know what? God reminded me, he said, look at him. Stop looking at your phone. Look at him when you talk to him. When his voice comes out from the other room, make sure you go really, really want to pay attention and listen to what he has to say. I don't know why couples do this when they like to talk in different rooms and then they can't hear each other and they start shouting and screaming. Do you guys do that? Am I just the only one? Okay, I'm the only one. Thank you. But you know what? We don't turn to look. But I'm asking you that what Pastor Richard has been preaching for the last year, you know, hear what Jesus says and do, is that what he says? And do what he says? Yeah? Are we doing that? I don't know. And then the other one that he has been telling us is that how to live a flourishing life in Christ. Are we living that? Are we moved by the sound of his voice? Are we moved to read his word? Or are we moved to hear the sound of another music? Or someone else's voice. You know, when Pastor Richard asked me to preach for the next two Sundays, so if you like today, you can come back next Sunday, okay? I'm kidding. Please come not for me, but for what God wants to say. Pastor Richard asked me to bring the word for you guys, and I've been asking the Lord, what is the word for us as a church? As us as a family. And the word he gave me, this was 2 months ago, he said, reset. It's reset. Can everyone say reset? And I want you to turn to the person next to you and hold that person, if that person is your sibling or your friend or whatever, and say, reset. Reset. What are we to reset? I asked the Lord. What is it? What do you want us to reset? I have no idea, Daddy God. You know, and he said that he said, I just want them to remember me. I want them to come back to that place. When you first encountered Jesus, can I just ask all of you to just close your eyes for just a few seconds? Just all of you, just close your eyes. I just want you to just go back to that place when the first time you heard of His name, the first time you heard the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. And can you please go back to that place? How did you feel? Did something just burst out of you and said, oh my God, He saved me. This Jesus saved me. The first time I think I heard the name of Jesus was when my grandmother brought me to the church and they were telling the story about Jesus during Easter. And I don't know who was carrying me, one of my uncles, I think he was carrying me. And I thought of this man and I said, Jesus, the one who died on the cross for me, the one who died for my sins, who took all the beatings, he died for me. Who is this man? And I just started to cry. I was 4 years old when I first heard about Jesus. How about you? What about you? Something changes. In fact, your whole life would change when you first encounter Jesus. Amen? Hello? What He gives you is not only salvation, my friends. He put in passion in you. Another word of passion is enthusiasm. So I know that, you know, coming to church on a Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m., most likely when I was driving all the way from Yanchep, all I wanted to do was fall asleep on the wheel. Seriously, I'm like, oh gosh, I'm falling asleep and I'm going to preach this afternoon. That's a bit funny. So I can imagine and I can understand where you're at. If you're at 3 o'clock right now and you just want to fall asleep, sure. But can I just encourage you that there's one thing, when we meet with Jesus, there is this passion, there is this enthusiasm that would actually come out of you. It's not passive. It's not like, oh, welcome to church, hello, hi, welcome. Sorry, I'm not nothing to do with hospitality team. Oh, how are you? You okay? Yeah. No. There is an enthusiasm. And the word enthusiasm, the Greek word is actually, comes from the word theos. And theos, we understand from the word that comes theology, the study of God. It's in God. And if you have God in you, we're actually not boring people, amen? We're not boring people, we're people that are so alive. More alive than the people out there who do not even know about God. So something God is saying to reset here. Maybe, I'm not sure for you, but for me, the last few weeks, all I've been doing was eating. Eat. My father was here first time in Australia. And you know what? All we did was eat. And we ate so much. And I just was craving for sugar all the time. And I said, my goodness, what is going on with me? And I put on 3.5 kilos, friends. You know, and I was carrying all this weight. And then last week when I came back to church and I go like, oh, I didn't even feel like I wanted to be here. And I just realized one thing, because God said, you know, the word reset that He gave for the church, is telling me first. He said, Rena, you need to reset. Stop watching all your Netflix Korean dramas. That's what I've been doing. Oh man, I binge watch until 5 a.m. sometimes. You wouldn't believe this. Ask my husband. Yes. I would binge watch Netflix, Korean especially. That's it. And you know what? And he's pulling me aside and he said, Rena, he said, I want you to come on a fast with me. And I said, what? What, for 3 days? And then there was silence. And I said, 7 days? Silence. And then before I could open my mouth and say the next one, and I could just hear him say, 21 days. Come away with me. Not Norah Jones song. If you don't know that song, it's not your time. He said, come away with me. I want to make you so desirable like Daniel in the Bible. He said, come away with me. Don't eat meat. Don't eat bread. Don't drink. Don't take anything, any sugar, nothing. No sweet, nothing. I just want you to want me. No social media. So if you send me any messages, I'm sorry. You guys didn't send me any messages. So, no social media, no Netflix, no nothing. Just me. And my friends, do you know how hard it is to actually not look at my Instagram? I don't go on Facebook. This is one book I face, which is the Bible. And you know what? It was so hard because every time I would eat something, I like to be in front of the TV watching my Korean series. And it was so hard the first 3 days. And then the Lord said, I need you. I need more. I want you. And then you know what I realized? Rewind a little bit. I was, you know how I was eating so much and I put on 3.5 kilos and I just want to get rid of everything. So I started taking this just to clear out your system, just a detox. And I realized a lot of gunk was coming out of me. So that is in the physical, right? I'm taking something to clear out my system. But then when the Lord Jesus have asked me to come away and fast with Him and fast, and He actually said, and He's actually showing me things that some gunk are still left in my heart. There's some unforgiveness in my heart. There are some things that I have put Him second and not first. He's revealing stuff to me that is way, 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 way back that I never even looked at. Didn't even want to bring it up. But God is showing me, He said, I'm cleaning your physical system, but I'm also cleaning your heart. And that's why I felt to sing in the intermission part, purify my heart, God. Purify my heart. Make me as gold and make me as silver. Refine me in the fire. That's what He's asking me to do. I don't know if this message is for you, but there's one thing He's showing me. He's showing me, He said, Rena, I need you to make room for me. I need you to make room for me. To make room. So I don't know what your few weeks had been. Please don't mind the musicians. I've asked them to come in because I told them it's going to be a musical sermon today. So there'll be a bit of singing, there'll be a little bit of speaking, but I don't want me to speak. Right now, I'm just hoping and praying that Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Maybe there's something in your life that you need to make room. Maybe there's some things, because even when God showed me during this fast, He said, Rena, you're stuck in that way. You're so controlling in that way. I need you to let go. I need you to let loose so that I can come in and do a mighty work in you. Church, What is your posture in this new year? Because one thing that God reminded me, I said, God, why do you want us to reset? Aren't we all praying to you? Aren't we all looking out to you? Aren't we all searching for you? Aren't we all spreading the gospel? Aren't we all doing that? And you know what he said? He said that I see the hearts of my people. And he said, I see their dreams. I see their purpose. My friends, if you are sitting here and you feel you have no dreams, you have no purpose, you don't have a call, that is a lie from the pit of hell, okay? You have a call, you have a dream that God has given you. Each one of you. Every time I see Josiah, I'm always reminded of King Josiah. At age 8 that he led his people. First youngest king. Is that right, Josiah? You should know this, it's your name. You have a call, Josiah. You have a call, Serene. You have a call, Daphne. You have a call, Ashlyn. You have a call, Anna. You have a call, Sharon. You have a call, Josh. You have a call, Caleb. You have a call, Ditsa. You have a call, Pinsy. You have a call, Tim. You have a call, Martin. All of you have a call. I wish I can call out all your names right now, but I'm afraid I might get it wrong. But he knows your name.
That's right.
Amen? He. Can everyone say Jesus?
Jesus,
Jesus knows my name. Hey, let me tell you again. Jesus. Hey. Jesus knows your name.
Come on.
And he will never, ever let go of you.
That's right.
And we just sung the song, you know, battle belongs to you. And when I fight on my knees. Do you actually fight on your knees? Maybe it is time that we posture ourselves and actually say, God, I'm going to learn to fight on my knees. I'm actually wanting to connect with you. The reason why he asked me to fast is that, Rena, it's because you've been so connected to the world that you're a bit disconnected with me. So come with me in prayer so that's connecting. And come with fasting so you can disconnect with the world. That's what he's asking me to do. But what is he asking you to do? What is he asking you to make room in your life? This is not about fasting to lose weight. That's not the reason why I went on a fast. Bless you. That's not the reason why we choose to fast. Maybe you go like, oh yeah, that's all church doing, you know, praying together. Fasting. Sorry, if you want to see a spiritual breakthrough in your life, you see, God definitely sees your heart. He definitely sees your heart, but sometimes you haven't seen a breakthrough. When I say a breakthrough, sometimes we need a spiritual release in our life. And if you don't have that, and if you haven't seen that yet, it's because we haven't postured ourselves in obedience, in physical obedience with God. He's calling us for a physical obedience, and because he said, I want to bless you. I want to give you the desires of your heart. I want to pour that out to you. I want to heal that brokenness. I want to take away that unforgiveness. I want to do a new thing, but I can't do a new thing because you're not posturing yourself in his likeness, in his place, in his heart. Are we posturing ourselves? I'm going to ask Crystal to sing this song. We're not finished yet. But I'm going to ask her to sing this song, Make Room. We've sung this a few times. But I want you to go into this place. Just come into this place. To just make room. This is a new year. 2024. What does it look like? do you just want to live out like 2023, or do you want to see a big change? Because Pastor Richard has actually even mentioned, you know, he wants to see signs and miracles. He wants to see things happen in our church. But you know what? It's not going to happen if we just sit put and come in here every Sunday. Yeah, great, I did my Christian duty. He doesn't need us to partner with Him. But He likes us to partner with Him. He wants to partner with us. And that's why we're in relationship. There is a mother-daughter relationship. There is a mother-son, father-son relationship. There is husband and wife relationship. There are friendships in here. Why do we want to have someone with us? Because we all desire that relationship. We all want to partner with somebody. But Daddy God is asking and saying, would you partner with me? Would you make room? Would you make room? So just as Crystal sings this, I want you to go into the places. Close your eyes. This is Him. This is the Holy Spirit wanting to minister to you. And would you open your heart? Would you open and say, God, what is it that you want me to make space for you? Thank you, Jesus. I really hope and pray that truly when you sang those words, you are all I'm chasing now. I really hope that you will keep focus, that you'll stay focused. Because there's one thing the enemy loves to do. He loves to distract us. He loves to discourage us. He loves to deceive us and divide us. He likes to do all that. If you don't believe me, go read about the soil. The Proverbs about all the different types of seed that is sown on different soils, on different grounds, sorry. But that's what He does. But how are we to cheer each other on? How do we just, when we come to church, we're not just hearing another sermon. We're not just listening to another sermon. But God, I want something different. I want to come to church. There's a reason why we're placed at Lake Gwella. There's a reason why we're placed here. I'm in Yanchep and some people are south of the river. Some in Treby. Is it Treby? Yes. Some people are even further. I don't know. But there's a reason why God has placed us here. So we got to find out together what God wants us to do for His kingdom. Because you know what? What we're experiencing today is making room today is not just for us. But He wants us to come to this place of laying everything down. Because the times are getting darker, but we should be getting brighter. We should be getting brighter. But if you're disconnected with God and very connected with the world, then you'll probably be a bit dim, your light. But there is a way to come back where you make room for Him, where you come back to Him. For me, God has called me to fast and pray. Not just for me, but for all of you in this church. I desire, you know what? Sounds a bit very boastful, I desire. But you know what? It's God's desire that put this in my heart. To want to see spiritual breakthroughs in your life. To see you walk into your callings. To see you fulfill the destiny that God has called you. That's what God wants to do with each one of you. Remember this date, 21st of January. Not 1st of January. I don't know what new resolutions you made. But today, you made room for Him. And I just want to bless my beautiful sister. Happy birthday, Julie King. She's a beautiful friend and a beautiful worshiper and a prayer warrior. If you all want to know her, want to know how to pray, speak to this woman. She's been a real blessing into my life. A real blessing. You want to know how to pray? You want to see breakthroughs? Speak to her. But our God is a God of breakthrough. When you know how to get down on your knees and seek His face, face to face, He will never let you down. He will never let you go. Even when you walk astray, my friends, He is that concerned about you, He'll call you back. That is how much He loves you. My hope and prayer today that you encountered the Maker. That today, that even when you walk out of here, it's not a bunch of, hey, Ellie, great, how was your trip? Yeah, awesome, la, 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 la. But you know what? What has God spoken to you? If you truly want to walk in the likeness of God, ask another person, what has God shown you? Because I want to encourage you. I want to cheer you on. Because I want to see by the end of this year that what God has shown you, you are walking in it. You have overcome. You have gone through things in your life and God has shown you. And you have, by the word of His by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. God, I'm saying it all wrong right now. That you overcome, that you can walk through. Amen? Do you want that? Friends, do you want that?
Yes.
Or have I put you to sleep already or you're hungry? Which one? Come on. If you're touched by Jesus, can you just wave, give Him a wave offering? It's an offering. It's not a tithe. It's an offering. So you can actually just put up and say, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You're doing a great work in me. Even if I don't see it, even if I don't feel it, you're already doing a great work. Come on, I'm quoting Miracle Worker here. But you know this song. But this is who our God is. Amen? He loves you. If the one thing when you walk out of here, I want you to remember, He adores you. Your purpose, your call, He has not forgotten. He wants to walk with you. He wants to partner with you. He loves you. Your job is not done. Your assignment is not done. Whatever age you are, King Josiah was 8 for him to step into his assignment. Sometimes we have to be 70 or 80 to step into our assignment, but His assignment is not done. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I just want to thank you that it's not my words, but it's your words. Lord, that speak to everyone here, even including myself. That, Lord, when we walk out of here, Lord, that we realize we are the carrier of your presence. That I'm not just going to fall back to watching Korean Netflix or going and look into my Instagram or any other social media. But, Lord, I choose you. I choose you. I choose you over and over and over again. And Father, I pray for myself first, for the next 2 more other weeks that I have to fast and pray. God, I pray that I become so desirable to you. I don't want to be desirable to others, but I want to be desirable to you. I want you to use me. I want you to make me pure as gold. Refine me, oh God. And Lord, as you do the work in me, and as these people here, Lord, that they have spoken to you in their own way, Father God, that they said that whichever room that they said they have to make room for you, Father God, I pray that you meet them where they're at. And Father God, that you give them a tool to how to go on, to continue on this journey with you. to face this life, Father God, with you. That they are not alone. That you are for them. You are with them. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus.